Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the name of Jesus. Our God is good, and His mercies is from everlasting to everlasting. I welcome you, all our listeners, to the Hour of Fulfillment tonight. And this is an awesome night that God is going to bless you, and the Lord is going to establish you in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm so excited about tonight, because I know that the month of August is our month of breakthrough, and God is rising up for you, giving you the best of life, because that is His plan. But before you go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father, we thank you so much in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the worship. You are mighty. You are awesome. You are stronger than the strongest. You are mightier than the mightiest. You are taller than the tallest. You are God, the mighty one in battle. We give you praise. We give you worship. Thank you because of these wonderful people listening to me tonight. Thank you, Father, Lord, because of the peace, the joy, and the power of your Holy Spirit bringing the word into their houses, their homes, in their car. Father, I'm asking, oh God, as they listen to the word of God tonight, Lord Jesus, you will cause your word to change something very important in their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm asking, oh God, that there will be revelation knowledge of your word. Holy Spirit, you will speak through me. I will speak your word with boldness, and life will change forever. And we vow that we will return all the glory and all the praise to you, Daddy. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are starting a new series this evening, and I want you to just take your pen and your paper and let go to school and let get something out. Many times people want to graduate as an engineer, as a doctor, as a lawyer, but they don't want to go to school. And many times when you try that, you become a quack, because if you are operating without a license, it makes you look like a quack. The same thing in the journey of life. Somebody said something the other time. He said, challenges of life don't write you letters. He just jump on your table. And if you don't know and you don't have what it takes to win, you just put the enemy to be in charge of what he's not supposed to be. Now, so I'll be sharing with you tonight, war against failure. War against failure. Now, there is a popular saying that nobody plan to fail, but fail to plan. Now, I want you to listen to this very carefully. You are not designed to fail at all. It's not part of your makeup. It's not part of your gene. Now, the material that makes God makes you. You think about that. You came here with enough power to win always, in spite of every challenges of life that might confront you. You are made with the same material that made God. The Bible tells us, he said, you are made in the image and the likeness of God. All you need to do is to believe the word of God and experience God in every area of your life. And many times, it's just because we are listening to something different. That's why we cannot believe. Because many times you do some things that you take, for example, they said from yesterday, 3rd to the 5th of August, that is tax-free when you buy back to school. Now, why didn't you begin to pray and fast about that? So that they will give you tax-free when you go to store. Now, you never doubt that the government is lying. But when it comes to the word of God that set the government in place, you begin to think whether God will deliver what he said or not. Now, I don't know why. You see, many times it's because people don't know what the word says. And they hear from the top party because they don't check it themselves. You are not designed to fail at all. Can I just show you what the mind of God says here? In 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 14, He said, now thanks be unto God, which always, not sometimes, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. The word triumph implies to be victorious in Christ and make us manifest the suffer of his knowledge by us in every place. So you cannot get to a place and be ignored, because the Bible says he makes you to manifest his fragrance. The word suffer means a fragrance, something that produces an aroma. He said, he makes you. Now, come on. He didn't say your parents made you. He didn't say your school. He didn't say your education. God makes you to manifest his own aroma, his own fragrance in every place. So you cannot be ignored at all. You carry a kind of a fragrance that Jesus carried when he was here. They don't even want to see his face. But when he was coming to Jerusalem, his enemy welcomed him. Come on now, think about that. Now, and Jesus Christ said, as the Father sent me, he said, I sent you. So you need to begin to think about that, because you can only manifest based upon what God says about you if you believe it. Now, the material that makes you as a child of God is superior to failure. And because you know that God cannot fail, and the scripture says that you are made exactly like him, then you can experience what God experienced. Don't be deceived by your body. No, your body is not what we are talking about. Your body is just your house. Don't let the devil deceive you that your victory is when you get to heaven. No, it starts right now. Because when you are saved, you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of his dear son. Now you may just say, well, Bishop, you don't know what how my case looks like. You see, I've been experiencing failure all my life. I mean, things that I've gone through, you don't know. Now listen to this. Now, you need to have this understanding that the fact that you've been flying in an aircraft since you were born does not make you an airplane. Now, the fact that you have failed before it doesn't make you a failure, because the material that makes you is totally against that. That is a great news about you from heaven, from your Father, that terminates everything that the enemy put together and the situation that is standing against your life. Now, it's a direct instruction from God to you. Just as God spoke to the sun to take over the day, and he spoke to the moon to take over the night. Now, he said this one, I want you to see and take it as personal as possible. In Isaiah chapter number 43 and verse 18 to 19, and I'll read verse 21 together with it. He said, Isaiah chapter 43, now I want you to see it as a love letter from Daddy. Now, he said this. He said, remember ye not the former things. Now, this is so exciting. That means God himself knew that you've gone through some stuff, but your stuff must not just hold you bound. He said, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Verse 21 said, these people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. Praise the Lord. This is a direct message to you from your heavenly Father. Now, somebody just said, Bishop, you see, he didn't mention my name. He's talking to the children of Israel. Now, okay? Now, listen to this. Jesus Christ said, whatsoever I say to one, I say to all. That is in Matthew chapter 13, verse 37. He said, what I say to one, I say to all. Galatians chapter 3 verse 29 said, if ye are Christ, ye are Abraham's seed, and you are heir according to his promise. So God is saying here, remember not. David is talking to you. Abigail is talking to you. Scott is talking to you. Andrew is talking to you. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. He said, now it shall spring forth. Now listen, You cannot change your life until you change what you are hearing. The word of the Lord said here, he said, shall ye not know it? In other words, if you don't pay attention to what I am saying, it will be very difficult for you to have a change. Your season have changed for so long, but you don't know it has changed. Now watch this. He said, I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers in the desert. God is showing you that there is no impossibility as far as he's concerned. Now, many times, the reason you have not changed your story is because you hook up with your past. Because what determines where you are going is, number one, what you hear. Number two, where you are, your environment. Number three, what you think. Now, if you can change what you think through what you hear, you will change how you live. He said in Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, he said, as a man, the later part said, as a man thinketh in his heart. What? So he said, but somebody is just saying, oh, what? Bishop, it's so difficult to forget. He said, I've gone through so much. I've gone through so much hurt. And life have not been so good. I can't just not forget. Now, I understand. God is not asking you to forget on your own. He knows your memory is like a magnet. But he gave you an helper. He gave you the Holy Spirit. You don't talk to that person. The Holy Spirit is your comforter. He's your teacher. He's your advocate. He's your strengthener. He knows how weak you are to make some decisions. But he gave you the Holy Spirit so that you can talk to him about your past. Holy Spirit, I want to be out of this, but I don't know how. Help me. And the Holy Spirit will come into your life and help you out. Now, the one that rules the whole universe, that set everything in place, said, he said, now is going to spring forth. He said, shall you not know it? You are entering a glorious phase of your life right now in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about the one that set the whole universe in place. It's not a wish from me. It is the word of the living God for you. I wish somebody would just take that step of faith tonight and we say, let it be to me, O God, according to your word. Now, what happened in the life of Mary was not pre-planned. The angel came. The lady knew that young girl, she was a teenager at that time. She knew there was nothing she can do to just be pregnant without the husband. So she was depending totally upon the word of the angel. So why don't you depend solely upon the word of God? God is sending me to you tonight that you have come to the end of this frustration in the mighty name of Jesus. Because the final analysis is God wants you to be a praise and glory to his name on the earth. And you must not be ignorant that the Lord is already setting everything in place for you because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. Many times, God can be doing something in our lives. God can be doing something around us, and we are not aware of it because we are not thinking the way he was thinking. And until you have the same mind of Christ, it will be very difficult for you to achieve those things that God already said around you. Now, I was saying the last time, I said, you don't even know how you were eating when you were in the womb. God set that one up. You don't say, I have never seen anybody that told me, oh yeah, when I was about 2 months old in the womb, I was, although my mom didn't know, I went to the store, buy some stuff that I need. You will have known that you are not a normal human being. You have some spirit you get from somewhere. Now, how those food get inside of you that is not too much for you, God plan all those. Now, why do you now think that now that you are old, God retired about your life? I'm talking about war against failure. Stop believing the lie of the devil. God is sending me. Now, God was saying to the children of, to the people on the earth during the time of Noah. And he told them, he said, Noah should go to them and tell them that it's going to be a storm, a flood, and all that. And he was asking them to make, he asked Noah to make an ark that will rescue that, that generation. Now, the generation never believed. Now, God was doing something around them. The ark that will carry them to the land of the, I mean, of freedom was there practically. And yet they could not understand that there was a change in the atmosphere. Now, God is sending me to you tonight to tell you the end has come to frustration in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. You need to come on this ark because the ark is about to move. Oh my God, I don't know whether you are getting what I'm talking about. Now, the end time is structured to bring the church of Jesus out of shame and reproach and frustration so that the church will be the most beautiful thing on the planet earth. Now, Bishop, what are you talking about? Now, I'm talking about the scripture that you have not read. Watch this. He said in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 27. Now, watch this. He said that he might present it to himself. Not to everybody, to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, that it should be holy and without blemish. Jesus washed his church with his blood to present the church with no stain at all, no stain of sickness, no stain of disease, no stain of failure, no stain of poverty. Everything we lose as if we're already in heaven. It's a family affair. Can't you just understand that in the family of God, in God's divine household, everything there is perfect. Not just perfect in your soul, not just perfect in your spirit, even perfect in your body, perfect in your finances. He's coming for a glorious church. And we are in the midst of this glory right now. A majority of believers don't know. The head of the church, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is holding the key in his hand. He said, behold, I'm the one that was dead. Now I'm alive. And I have the key of death and of Hades. He said, he's gotten the key in his hand. You cannot have the head of the church in your life and you are locked out of glory. It's not possible. The devil don't hold the key. Your background don't hold the key. In fact, maybe you don't even know that what is going on around you right now is a test to prove whether you will rise up or not. The moment you rise up, the enemy will get out of the way. Israel was a type of the church in the wilderness. God took them out and he cleared all the enemies. Now, I mean, friends, I want you to just read the Bible. Please help me read the Bible. Now, these guys don't have no weapon. And they went out after 430 years. They didn't shoot one gun. They didn't throw one spear. And they went out from the most terrible enemy. Now, I've read my Bible many, many, many times. I didn't see anywhere and anybody that said, who is that God? Even Satan don't say that. The Bible says that Satan knows that he is God and he trembles. God is light and he trembles. But Pharaoh said, who is that God that I will worship him? And God said, don't worry, you won't even shoot a spear. And I will take you out and I will deal with that guy. God dealt with Pharaoh. God dealt with nature. God dealt with finances. God dealt with demons. Oh my God. And he took them out of every power that had them bound. Because he had a covenant with Abraham, their father. Now watch this saying before I go. Now God had a covenant with Jesus. And the moment you are saved, God commit himself to you because of Jesus. Not because of you. Because of Jesus. He commits. Now, there are so many times the children of Israel don't even know what to do. And all what they need to do to say is that God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God step in. Even to an answer that he can bring fire from heaven. Now, when are you going to say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus and see whether the covenant God made with Jesus will work for you or not? Because in that covenant, God already told Jesus, and Jesus Christ already told God, they had an agreement that he will save you to the uttermost because you are him. He said you will not be lost. The Bible says, if he can give us Jesus, why will he not freely give us all things? We are the type of Israel right now. The darkness is over. The light is here. It's time to get to your promised land. I want you to come on board tonight. Maybe you are hearing me. You just say, oh my God, I need to just get this stuff out of my life. Yes, I'm talking to you. But before it happens, you need to surrender to Jesus. And the covenant that God made with Jesus will start working in your life. It's none of your business. Don't put your mouth into it. Keep quiet, my brother. And let Jesus Christ step into these things as he has promised. And if you want that one, can you just say this prayer after me? Say, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus. I give you all the praise because you love me. Thank you because of the things that you have said in my life. I give my life to you, Jesus. Write my name in the book of life. Father, because of your love, I am now a child of the living God. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Sister, it didn't stop there. You need to stop growing in your newfound love. Yes. And that's why tomorrow is another time to hear the news from heaven. Now, people turn on the TV to hear CNN, Fox News, and Jacksonville Ford News. Now, it's time to hear the latest news from heaven. Amen. Can that's we just right. see that one tomorrow
yes,
morning?
Bishop, 8 o'clock, yes, 10 o'clock? That's tomorrow morning. Yeah. Yes. Bishop, Bishop, I'm telling you, wow, that was an awesome word from the Lord. Thank you so much. We are mightily blessed. Amen. But I just want to take this time to welcome our listening audiences. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. This is your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, we certainly do want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Tomorrow's services, there are two services. The first one is an early service, and that's at 8 a.m. in the morning. So if you get up early, you don't have to miss your worship. Come out and fellowship with us. 8 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Now, if you want to get up a little bit later, we have a second service at 10 a.m. Come out to that service. So make one of those services tomorrow, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Either way, if you need a ride, we will pick you up. Just give us a call at 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow's service is a service that you don't want to miss. Tomorrow's service, Bishop, is the anointing for breakthrough.
That's it.
My goodness. Now, we're going to, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk to Bishop a little bit about the services tomorrow. But right now, we have Kara Sheard on the way with Hang On. So you hang on. We'll be back after this.
Y'all see what I'm
All right, we are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu. If you're just tuning in, this is Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, and we're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Come out to our services tomorrow. There's two services. There's an early service at 8 a.m., and there's a second service at 10 a.m. Now, if you need a ride, don't let that stop you. Give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Now, Bishop, tomorrow's service, let's talk about that, because tomorrow's service is the anointing for breakthrough.
Yeah.
And I don't know anybody who don't need a breakthrough. I'm telling you, I mean, the enemy think he has us bound, but God is ready for us get our breakthrough.
Yeah.
So tell us what we can expect tomorrow.
Now, I'm so excited about tomorrow's service. You see, I want to say, God has been so faithful.
Yes.
Tomorrow mark exactly 11 years.
Yes, that CREPA started
in Jacksonville. And I'm so excited, and I want to say happy birthday to CREPA.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. And let me just tell you this. When we stepping into the city, the Lord told us about this place, and we know Jacksonville on the map.
Mm.
And we saw God stepped in. Somebody asked me a question. Said, how do you get things done? I said, I never do anything until it is commanded.
Yes.
It is when it's commanded, I step. If it's not commanded, no matter what is going on, I look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God took us from zero, and we saw how this church began to grow beyond our human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw people deliver and set free. And in the place of prayer, the Holy Ghost said to me, tomorrow, I'm going to give people a birthday gift.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my yes.
Now, watch this. He asked me to come here. He was here before I came.
Yes.
He told me he's going to give a gift. Then I don't need to bother myself. I know the table is set.
Amen. You've heard it from Bishop. The Lord is going to give a gift tomorrow. And we know that God knows how to give good gifts.
Yes.
So
yes,
we know that's going to be an awesome gift tomorrow. So you don't want to miss your gift. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly tomorrow morning, either 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. Come out and get your gift, get your blessing, and get your breakthrough.
Yes.
Now, if you need a ride, give us a call. We'll come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. Write that number down, because the number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. We want you to hold on to that number, because you can call that number not just for a ride, but anytime you need information about Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, call us at that number. You may hear some things on this broadcast, and maybe we went a little too fast and you didn't catch it. Just give us a call. We'll be happy. Someone will pick that phone up. You will talk to a live person, and we will give you all the information you need. Just call us at 904-646-8210. So now I would like to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here in the studio live with us. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Brother Christian is here. Brother Clarence is here. Sister Thunder is here. And I'm back, yours truly, Sister Jan Jones. It's so nice to have you tuned in to us tonight. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. So now is the time for us to go into that wonderful segment that I like to call the moment of change. Well, actually, I'm not calling it the moment of change, because it is the moment of change.
Absolutely, Sister Jen. I'm glad you kind of took a step back and say that is what we agreed on.
Yes.
And it is the moment of change. We welcome you right now. This is the moment of change. But we want to thank the Lord for our bishop, you know, Father in the Lord, who has brought the message to us. You know, sir, as you come humbly in this studio every Saturday, and you've been used by the kingdom of God to bring the message of the kingdom, so we continue to ask the Father to increase more unction upon you.
Amen.
That the anointing will flow freely, and that we will continue to be partakers of this anointing.
Amen.
As we come in the studio every Saturday.
Amen.
But as you're listening to us, sir, you know, you mentioned some great you know, very powerful information about, you know, what God has said. God's ability is in His Word. What God has said for us, it's forever settled. What He told the sun and the moon has not changed. So it's the same thing for us. So thank you for reminding us
Praise
on these things.
Praise
but,
the
you know, as you were speaking, this is the moment of change, and we try to bring it to apply to our lives. You know, the Word of God says, sir, in Psalms 11, verse 3, say, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous man do?
Yeah.
And that's telling us also, he said, in the same Psalms, in 82, verse 5, he said, but God knows that they know nothing. Mm. They walk about in darkness. Mm. All the foundation of the earth is shaken. It's out of course. Mm. What he's telling us is that if you don't have this knowledge of understanding what God has said about you and what God is saying about you, which is what you're bringing to our attention, that what God has said about you cannot change, but you must know who you are. That's right. I know you always tell me, Christian, if you don't know who you are, somebody will tell you who you are not.
That's it.
And that is the danger with people out there, because they don't know who they are in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And the Word of God is also clear. It says, in the beginning was the Word was with God. That Word is still God. Mm-hmm. And Brother Paul was giving us that revelation in Corinthians. He said, now that Word became the wisdom who is Christ to us.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. And we know that wisdom is a principal thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you are going to get anything, get that. Because the principal thing will give you the first focus, which mm-hmm. is the Word of God. Well, people are not looking at the Scriptures as we're saying. Mm-hmm. We have believers who would go to church, you know, Sunday to Sunday. You know, they we only open that book when somebody is talking about the Word on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not a book that you only open sometimes. Most times, but you must have this book before your eyes, and it should not depart from you.
That's the only way to
this happen. Is the only way you can get good success.
Yeah.
But help us understand, because in our days now, we people have got more sophisticated. That the sophistication is becoming a sophisticated issues and continuous problem in the life of even believers. Put away the TV, put away the computer, put away the phones, and get the Word to be right there in your face all the time. Help us understand how important God really wants this to be our life. Because if this is our life, like you're saying, the devil has no place.
Yeah. Brother Christian, let me just bring it a little bit closer home. Now, you are going out in the morning, and you will go before the mirror. Check your tie or your makeup, and you just get out, and somebody just said, and you look at it, you've seen it, and somebody said, oh my God, what's wrong with you? I said, nothing. He said, you look blue, and some part of your head is pink, and your mouth is green. What's wrong with you? The first thing that comes into your head is, I checked myself this morning. I look at the mirror. Now watch this. Now the person can say it convincingly to you at that time because you don't have the mirror immediately. But if you have the mirror with you in your bag, in your pocket, and you take out the mirror and you look at it, now what that person is saying, you know that person is insane. Mm-hmm. You get
that's
it
right,
out.
That's right.
The Bible says we have the mirror, which is the Word of God. That is what shows you who you are. Now, every other person or situation is insane. I don't care how convincingly they want to convince you. If it is not in the Word, it is not true. Now, if you don't look at that Word in the morning, somebody is there to tell you before the day break who you are not. About I'm a Christian. You see, listen. The fact that you are a Christian does not mean the devil will not slap you.
That's right.
It is when you can look at the mirror. So when the devil will look at you and he just said, you have headache. Shut up.
That's it.
I can't have that. The stripe told me it's not possible.
That's it.
Now, the feeling is still there, but you are saying no. You are not in denial. You are telling the devil who you are.
Okay, so Bishop, the word tells me who I am.
Yeah.
Why is prayer so important if the Bible is going to tell me who I am already?
Praise the Lord. Now, prayer is a proof that you believe what the word says. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, you are praying now because you know that what the word says is real. Now, we have made prayer to be as if, oh God, our Father in heaven, in Orlando, our Father. Now, that's the way we have taken prayer to. Yes. Prayer is supposed to be a communication. Like I'm talking to you right now, Sister Jen. How you doing? Now, how is your day? That's the way you talk to God. Daddy, I'm so good today. Thank you for your faithfulness. Oh, my God. I was driving from home. Daddy, I fought. You just make peace with me. You just wash me with your blood. I'm okay. Now, you know, Daddy, tomorrow is Sunday, and this is what I need. It's supposed to be you talking to Daddy. You're not talking to a religious person.
That's
you're
right.
Talking to your father.
Yeah.
How many of us write a letter to our father before we take money from him? Mm. I've never done that. My children don't do that to me. So why do you now think your dad is better than Daddy in heaven?
Amen. Wow, Bishop, that's awesome there. Wow, we say thank God for that word there. But, Bishop, we just want to ask a question concerning, we know God says in his word that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Mm. He said, I will be with you until the end. We, as Christians, sometimes we get sidetracked with him being with us until the end. And, you know, a lot of times we focus on our challenges.
Yeah.
They become more real to us than what the word says. The word says that everything that we have comes to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're focusing on those things that come to pass, you know, God can do a wonder in our lives. And that's what we have to focus on as, you know, men and women of God.
Mm.
And, you know, help our audience to understand, you know, those that are going, I know people are going through challenges. They, you know, like I say, challenges is a part of life.
Mm.
But our challenges should not have us.
You see, let me help somebody out tonight. You see, what you see determines who you become. Mm-hmm. Now, David was saying something in the book of Psalm 27 in verse number 13. And you see, if you say, because now I'm a child of God, there is no more challenge. Mm-hmm. Somebody just lied to you and believe the lie.
Right. That's right.
Challenges of life is real. Yeah. In fact, without challenges, Christianity will lose its flavor. Challenges makes you, you see, okay, now you are a champion. You said you are a boxer and you are a champion and wow. And when you put on your belt, everybody clap. You just fought. You just fought and you won.
Right. Yes.
Now, if there is no fight, nobody give you the belt.
That's right.
Now, watch this. David said this, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Right.
Now, what this man was saying is, the challenge was so much, but I saw a glory ahead. So my attention was on the glory, not on the challenge. The man didn't deny the challenges were there, but he ignored the challenge because the glory is there. And God will deliver on time.
That's right.
Yes,
so
does.
I don't know what you are going through right now. Maybe they give you stories. I call it stories from the hospital. Maybe you have stories from your bank and whatever. Now, get the scripture that sharpen your vision. That's why I don't know how to help somebody that is not in the word.
Right.
Or you are not going to a Bible-believing church. And I say, okay, yeah, that's where they born my dad and my mom. Oh, my God. Now, that's religion. And I've been there for so long. I know you've been there for so long. If you are not growing, that is not the best place to be.
That's right.
You cannot be oppressed and be enjoying your oppression because you are supposed to be a winner. You're supposed to be the king and you're supposed to rule by decree. But the king has to be taught.
Right.
So Amen. You need to get to a place whereby you are taught the word of the living God.
Amen. That is so true. Thank you again, sir. You know, we appreciate you again for giving us an understanding here, because we believers, we hear that the Lord says we don't walk by sight, because we walk by faith. And faith is the same word that is preached. Faith is the word that comes from God, because God's ability is in his word. And he is a faithful God, so that word transfer to us. That's why the word also says to us, it says faith comes by hearing. As you hear that word, it changes your inside and you become stronger, Sister John. Am I correct? Because
absolutely.
Tomorrow is an opportunity for you to say, you know what? I must increase my faith. Come and join us tomorrow at Creper and increase your faith, because this that you heard is an opportunity for it to be expanded tomorrow. And as a day for us to celebrate with the kingdom of God and making Creper a vessel in this land, as 11 years of an institution established in this land. We thank God for your life, sir. And we thank God for Creper.
Yes.
Sister Jeff,
yes,
we want everyone to come.
And that's all happening tomorrow morning at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 8 a.m. for that early service and 10 a.m. for the second service. Tomorrow's service is the anointing for breakthrough. So you want to come out. If you want things to change in your life, if you're ready to move to that next level, if you're ready to just break through, break out of that situation, come out to the service tomorrow, 8 a.m. or 10 a.m. at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. Now, if you need a ride, call us. We'll come and get you. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is area code 904-646-8210. Tomorrow is definitely a service you don't want to miss. So that was your moment of change with Dr. Abiola Idowu, Brother Christian, and the Fulfillment Family. We thank you so much for that. But now it is time for us to move into that segment that I do like to call my favorite part of this broadcast. And that is because this is the time where we get to brag about the goodness of God in the lives of his people. And today's testimony, Bishop, we have a testimony because, you know, a lot of people, you know, they pray for a job and God will give them a job. And they think that, you know, now God don't follow them to work. But this testimony is from a sister in the church where it just shows us how God is with us even in our places of work. This sister testified that she had been dealing with many staffing challenges at her workplace for the last 6 months. She had been asking her boss to increase the salaries of her staff, you know, so that they could be up to the level of what the market is paying. Her boss kept saying to her that, you know, they've been trying to do that for a real long time before she even got there. And it's just no way because, you know, the company is, you know, the census is down and the company is just not making enough money to do that increase across the board. But he said, but, you know, I'm with you. You know, I agree with you. I think we should do that. Well, she told him, she said, well, now this is what she told her boss. She said, well, if you truly agree with me, then agree with me in prayer. Let's pray about this. So in his office, her and her boss held hands and they agreed in prayer and they prayed that the powers that be in that corporation would approve that increase. Now, one thing that was so challenging about it was because the proposal was 22% higher than the normal increases. So they prayed and they agreed. And as they finished the prayer and she was leaving the office, the Holy Spirit spoke to her and said, you need to make that proposal. You need to present it to them. So she turned to her boss and said, can I present this to them?
Yeah.
And he was like, sure, you can present it. The date was set. The time came to present it. When I tell you that sister went in there, she practiced before she got there. She practiced how she was going to walk even into the room. She practiced where her pauses were going to be. And she made that presentation. And Bishop, when she finished making that presentation, the president and the vice president of the company said that they would get back to them within 24 hours to 48 hours. By the end of the following day, they would have an answer. Well, when she went back to her department, about 2 hours later, she got a text on her phone from her boss saying, congratulations.
Wow.
It was approved.
Wow.
Is God not good?
Let me tell you this. the anointing for favor works in the marketplace.
That's right.
Yes. Now,
that's
right. The reason you are there is to change the atmosphere.
Yes.
Like I was saying the other time, you carry some fragrance. Now, that's what the sister that testified was standing on the truth of God's word.
Yes.
There was something she heard that propelled her to take that step.
That's right.
Now,
that's
if she just said, well, God will do whatever he will do, he will still be there now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kings don't just sit down. Kings decree. Mm-hmm. Now, I've seen many people just say, oh, you just need to believe. And they don't tell you how to believe.
That's right.
That's why, you see, I don't know whether you are hearing me now. If you are hearing me, your own testimony is the next on the line. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it shall be well with you. What a God we serve.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. What an awesome testimony. Wow. Thank you so much. So now we're going to let you know that you're certainly invited out tomorrow. We want you to come. We want you to call us for a ride. The two services, there's one at 8 a.m. and the second service is at 10 a.m. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. Call us for a ride at 904-646-8210. Tomorrow's service is the anointing for breakthrough. Come out. Bishop has told you that God is going to give a gift tomorrow.
Yeah.
So come out and receive your gift.
Yes.
Come out and receive your blessing.
Yes.
Certainly come out and receive your breakthrough.
Yes.
Tomorrow things can change in your life.
Complete.
Just meet us at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. So now, Bishop, it's time for us to open the phone lines. We're going to open up the line so that you can call in live to the studio. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. If you may have a question, you may have heard something in the word that you might want to more clarity, just give us a call. The number to call into the studio is 296-2251, area code 904-296-2251. Give us a call. Bishop will pray with you. Call us tonight at 296-2251. So, Sister Thunder, we have some things that's going on in the ministry, some big things that's going on in the ministry this month. So tell us about that.
We have some huge things going on. Next week is our anniversary and convention.
Wow.
Can you believe it's here? Yeah, it's here already.
That's right.
All right. Make sure you take these dates and times down. We're going to begin on Wednesday, August 8th. We're going to meet at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th, again at 7 p.m. On Friday, August 10th, again at 7 p.m. Now, on Saturday, we're going to meet at 6 a.m. So we're going to be 6 p.m. Thank you. 6 p.m. So that's going to be an hour sooner. And on Sunday, we're going to wrap it all up at 10 a.m. with one service. Again, the location is 7171. Arlington Expressway, that's Jacksonville, Florida, 32211. Please don't miss out on your blessing. Our theme is Higher Ground, and there will also be a specialized leadership meeting at 10 a.m. on Friday. That's 10 a.m. on Friday the 10th. We invite leaders and business owners in the community to join us. Now come out and see how God uses Dr. Abiola Idowu and other great men and women of God during this event. This is our 11th year. Don't miss out on our 11th year. Again, those dates are August 8th through August 12th. That will be the CREPA 2018 anniversary and convention.
Wow.
All right. So you heard Sister Thunder. Come out to this anniversary. This is going to be awesome starting on Wednesday night. Now, Bishop, we're going to go to the phone lines. But before I do, I want to give that number again to call in. The number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. The number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by and he's ready to pray with you. So we have Sister Regina on the line. Sister Regina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
How are you this evening? I'm calling in for prayer for my family, please.
Prayer for her family.
Family. Okay. Let's just agree right now. Father, we are so thankful in the name of Jesus. We give you all the praise for your daughter and her family. Lord Jesus, I thank you because you love them so much. And therefore, I release the blessing of God upon them. I release the favor of God upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. That you will make a way where there is no way. You will bring water out of their desert in the mighty name of Jesus. And I speak to your life right now. The Bible says, casting all your burden on him, for he cares for you. Every burden that looks so frustrating, I command them to be lifted out of your life right now in the name of Jesus. Peace over your life. Peace over your family. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Regina. God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Now, the phone lines are still open, and the number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call into the studio is 904-296-2251. So, Bishop, this conference is just amazing. Wow. I know it's going to be amazing because I've been, I think it's, this is my, this will be my seventh conference in Crepa. Wow. And every year, I can tell you, it gets better.
Sister Jen, you're going from glory to glory to glory. You know, somebody listening, you got to understand. My sister has moved a long way for 7 years. So you got to join us on this one.
You have to come out. I mean, if you didn't have it on your calendar, put it on your calendar now. You still have time. It starts Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We want you to come out. I mean, Sister Thunder was telling you that we have great men and women of God that's going to be bringing the word with power.
Yeah.
And the word is going to go out. It's going to make some changes. You won't be the same.
That's it.
You will not enter that building and leave the same.
No way.
God has an appointed time for you, and he's going to do something in your life. He's going to do something with your situation. So come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly Wednesday night, 7 p.m. I mean, just put it on your calendar for the whole week.
That's right.
Come out. You don't want to miss any of it. Well, that's if you come Wednesday night, you're definitely coming back anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
that's right.
So just come on out Wednesday night. So, Bishop, I'm going to go back to the phone lines. We have Sister Phoebe on the line. Sister Phoebe, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, I'm calling for prayer for promotion with my job. And also a better view of understanding my purpose.
Good. Good. Now, I'm going to agree with you. You just had a testimony tonight about the sister that believed, not just for her alone, for the whole company. And the Lord stepped in. So we're going to believe with you. And God is going to give you a promotion. And God will open your eyes to what you are born to do. Yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible tells me that promotion cometh not from the north, nor from the east. It comes from above. And therefore, in the name of Jesus, we release the promotion that your daughter deserves. We release it beyond, far beyond our expectation and understanding. We release this promotion to you now in the name of Jesus. I decree, take it now by the authority in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we pray and we decree into your life by the authority of Jesus that the Lord God of heaven will open your eyes, your inner man, to see and to perceive those things that he put inside of you already that you are born to fulfill. And receive that clarity now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Phoebe. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open. You can still give us a call here in the studio. And the number to call is 904-296-2251. That number to call live into the studio is 904-296-2251. Bishop is standing by. He's ready to pray with you. He can answer any questions you may have. Give us a call. Don't keep that situation just the way it is. I mean, you can reject it.
Yeah.
Give us a call and let Bishop agree with you. I'm telling you, when Bishop prays, things happen. Prayer can change something in your life. Mm-hmm. So call us here in the studio at 904-296-2251. So, I mean, I just can't get over our anniversary.
I'm telling you, I just can't remember the anniversary.
I'm so excited about it. I mean, Bishop.
Let me just say something. God will not change your life without his word.
That's right.
The greatest blessing God can give to you is to send men anointed by the Holy Ghost your way.
Yes.
I don't know what you've been believing God for. It's going to be a determination in your heart to be there.
Yes.
Because it won't just come into your house.
That's right.
Men and women of God will be there to be a blessing anointed of the Holy Spirit. The theme is higher ground. higher ground.
Higher ground.
You want to move to another phase. God wants to change your story completely. Yes. Then come with an appointment with God. Yes. And change it.
Yes, because you want to come because you don't know when your word's going to come.
That's it.
I'm telling you, when you step into the building, anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
I'm telling you. So just come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, our 11-year anniversary, and it's going to be amazing.
Yes. Amazing.
Okay, Bishop, I'm going back to the phone lines, and we have Sister Karen on the line. Sister Karen, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
I need a breakthrough. I need somewhere to live.
Oh, you need a breakthrough?
Yeah, I need a breakthrough. I've been in a rut.
Anointing of a breakthrough?
Yeah. You know why I'm so excited? Just join me tomorrow.
Yes.
You see, my sister, the Lord already told me that tomorrow is going to be a Holy Ghost terror service. Yes. He's going to meet us at the point of our need. You see, God will not just do a thing except he reveal it to his servant, the prophet. And I'm believing God with you that this breakthrough is already mature and God is giving it to you in the name of Jesus. Father, I agree with your daughter. And I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus. I know it's not coincidental. You already said it's anointed for breakthrough. And she's believing you for that breakthrough. I release the breakthrough into her life right now. I take off whatsoever the enemy is using to block our advancement in the name of Jesus. Physically, spiritually, financially, take it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Karen. God bless you. Bishop, we're going to try. We got
you
one.
You also. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Bishop, we have another call on the line. It's Sister Linda. Sister Linda, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Praise God. I just ask God the same as the young lady for a spiritual lifting and just prayer for my sons, you know, just in the time, you know, God, just trusting God over their lives, as well as God just, you know, spiritually me fighting to be, you know, and get where I need to be in God, you know, but I just trust in him for everything.
Amen. Okay. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Something Jesus Christ said that was so clear. He said, your Heavenly Father knows that you are in need of all these things. All I want to let you know is just make yourself available to God.
Yes,
make sure that you are attending a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is preached, not just emotions and just doctrines. You will. Mm-hmm. I know that as I know my name, God is set to change your story. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I remove every burden, every yoke from your life by the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I decree the days of your frustrations are over in the name of Jesus Christ. The one that promised that you will do a new thing. I release new things into your life right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will rejoice and then you will testify. So shall it be in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Linda. God bless you. So, Bishop, looks like our time is up and we've got to get out of here. We want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Thank you all that for your phone calls. Now, we'll be back next week, Saturday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. So, tune in next week for your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu. Don't forget about our services tomorrow at Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway. 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. service, anointing for breakthrough. So we'll see you next week. But until then, remain blessed and remember, Jesus is alive.
If you're watching us,
you've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m. Also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.